This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And in fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the hadith related by many authors, including Imam Hakim, in his Al-Mustadrak from Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu and others from Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man humman la yashba'an, talibu ilmin wa talibu dunya." That they are two greedy people who are never filled, who are never satisfied. They are never satiated. Their hunger never comes to an end. And who are those two hungry people? One, talibu ilmin, the seeker of knowledge. He is never filled. He is never satisfied. His hunger for knowledge is never satiated. His thirst for ilm is never quenched. And the second person whose hunger is never satiated, who is never satisfied, is وَطَالِبُ الدُّنْيَا, the seeker of the dunya. He will never be happy. The dunya is not meant to, is not designed to, and cannot fill the vacuum and the cavity in man. Allah has told us, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has told us. But shaitan tells us otherwise. Shaitan says, you can. And this is why man is never happy, no matter how much he has. Whether he has, no man considers himself rich. He always feels poor. And he's driven to collect more, to accumulate more. And that drive to collect more and more wealth makes him corrupt. Now, lest anyone says that, surely, that's very negative, that the pursuit of wealth, attachment to wealth, corrupts a person. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us again and again in the Qur'an. The Qur'an tells us that wealth makes a person delusional. It makes him think, believe himself to be immortal. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَهُ يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَهُ. Woe be unto every defaming, taunting person. He who gathers wealth, accumulates wealth, وَعَدَّدَهُ and counts it, يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَهُ. He thinks that his wealth will make him ever living, will give him everlasting life. Man thinks he becomes immortal. And that's also mentioned in the story of the rich man in Surah Al-Kahf. He says, مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. It makes him delusional. That, you know what? I think Allah has given me so much that I think none of this will ever perish. In fact, and then he progresses and climbs in his delusion. وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً. I think not only will my wealth last forever, my lands, my estates, because he was touring his estates and showing them to his poor companion. He's saying, none of this will ever perish. In fact, not only will none of this ever perish, I do not think that the final hour or the resurrection will ever come. And then he says, but, and he progresses further in his delusion, وَلَئِن رُدِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. That even if perchance there is the resurrection, there is the final hour, there is the return to our Lord, then I believe that Allah will honour me in the afterlife just as He has honoured me here. In fact, I will discover an even better reward there than what God has given me here. So wealth makes a person delusional. Wealth makes a person believe in his or her own immortality. Wealth corrupts. Allah says, كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَرْرَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. Nay, man transgresses because he sees himself as being rich and independent of Allah. Verse after verse testifies to this. Verse after verse.